let's speak to Victoria Beatty, Director of Construction Services at Gateshead Council. Morning.
Good morning.
So, put bluntly, have you messed up?
We haven't messed up. We did anticipate this level of disruption. We've worked very hard to try and minimise the disruption. Basically, this work started in October and it's due for completion in December. This latest phase of the work is to renew the traffic signals at that junction, which is an essential part of that work. The quickest way and the least disruptive way to do that is to maintain two lanes of traffic, northbound and southbound, and to replace the permanent lights with these temporary lights. But they're never going to be as efficient as the permanent lights, and we did anticipate some disruption. So I'd just ask people to please bear with us and be aware that we're trying to work through this as quickly as possible.
A lot of BBC Newcastle listeners wondering why you're doing this during the week and at peak hours. Couldn't you just do this at weekends or off-peak to ease these tailbacks?
We're doing this. We started on Saturday, and it's likely to take 2 weeks' work to complete this. We're working 7 days a week and as long as we possibly can. The alternative to doing it this way would be basically the traffic lights, the signals, the junction boxes and all the cabling needs to be renewed. The alternative to taking them out and putting the temporary lights in would be to dig the road up and do the new lights simultaneously. But to do that, we'd have to take a lane of traffic out, and that would cause, it would take longer and it would cause more disruption. So believe me, all the best brains have been around this and we've been planning this, and this is the least disruptive way, albeit it is very disruptive for motorists.
Were all the best brains in the same room when it was decided that the roadworks would happen all at the same time? The A1 connecting to Gateshead as well?
Well, we do coordinate with our partners. Obviously, the works on the A1 is not Gateshead Council, but it does have an impact. Those works are going to take about 18 months to do. So this junction improvements have to be done. It's never been a brilliant junction for pedestrians. It will improve the traffic flow for motorists, but particularly it's going to be great improvements for pedestrians and cyclists. We just couldn't wait 18 months for that.
Couldn't you have done it over the summer holidays?
Well, this work takes an awful long time to design and plan.
In an ideal world, would you have done it over the summer holidays?
I guess because in an ideal world, you'd do all work over the summer holidays, but that's just not possible. There's a flow of work throughout the year, and we've done this as soon as we possibly can.
Because how is it all coordinated? I mean, you must get quite a shock when you're thinking, oh, I've had this plan for so long. We've put all of these pieces together, and then now we find out, you know, the A1's being dealt with by somebody else.
Well,
got
it's
in
not
there
that
first.
We weren't aware. We were aware, and we do coordinate with other roadworks across the North East. There's an awful lot of infrastructure getting done at the moment, and really to bring these improvements to pedestrians and cyclists and ultimately road users as soon as possible, it had to be done now. There's never really a good time to do this sort of work.
So for these particular lights, we've got them for how long?
The work should be done within 2 weeks, so by the beginning of December.
Okay.
Although the work at that junction will continue until Christmas.
And if you have any weather problems, because that's the other thing to consider, this time of year, you're playing fast and loose with the weather, aren't you?
You are. I mean, the way the weather's been over the last year, it's never easy. That's all taken account of. A lot of this work is under the ground in existing ducts, so it isn't that weather dependent. So we should be okay there.
Thank you very much for joining us, Victoria, and answering all the questions that have come in there from the BBC Newcastle listeners. Victoria Beatty there, Director of Construction Services at Gateshead Council. Of course, Gilly Hope keeps you up to date with us during the breakfast programme every 15 minutes on the traffic, and we'll be with you during your rush hour later on as well. John Hall and Anne Lucas before Total Sport kicks off as well, so the build-up there. But I'm afraid they're staying for the time being, those lights.